commissioned witnesses. If I had a nickel for every person who recommended The Chosen to me or the Cabrini movie, we would have built our new church already. I say that in a good way, that people have so enjoyed those things that they can't help but talk about it. And we all do that in different ways. Those are like holy things. One of the things I guess I've done is I've told so many people about the fried catfish sandwich at the Tiki Grill that they practically want to name it after me. Like, if you can walk in there and say, "I want the Father Matt special," and they'll know what you want. But when we're excited about something, it just like it bubbles out of us. Like, we can't help but tell people. That today Peter is sharing the good news. He's like, you have to hear this. That this guy, Jesus, who came and preached and he healed people and he forgave sins, something that only God can do. Only God can forgive sins. But Jesus is doing that. He's claiming to be God. But then this Jesus was killed because he was claiming to be God. And that was heresy to the Jewish people. Like, you can't have that. But he couldn't be held down because he actually is God. Not that he just was God, but he is God still. And he rose from the dead. And then he appeared to us, and he ate with us and drank with us, and he taught us. And then he commissioned us to go out and share the good news, so here I am. And you could see, you know, when someone's saying something authentically, you can see it in them. And Cornelius, the people he's talking to here, the whole house is converted and baptized. That God has not left us in our brokenness. Where does human despair come from? But that I messed up, or something happened to me, and it can never be redeemed or healed. But that's not true. That Jesus Christ shows us that even the worst thing, death, can be redeemed. That anything I've experienced in my life, no matter how bad and seemingly hopeless, that nothing is beyond redemption from God. And so he shares this, that it's more important than anything. And there's an energy to this. There's a movement. We see this movement with Mary Magdalene today. She goes to the tomb and she's very sad. She's bringing her sadness to the Lord. And all of a sudden the tomb is empty and she's like, ah, you know, so she runs to Peter and Peter's like, what? You know, and then Peter runs back and there's this movement, there's this energy that they're not just sitting still. That we are people of movement. Even within us, things within us are moving. And God wants to be a part of that movement, to move us towards that which is better for us. And so when we see something true, we become convicted about it and we share it with others. A friend of mine last summer, he shared with me a book. He said, "Father Matt, you need to read this book. It's called The End of Alzheimer's." And I was like, okay, my dad died of Alzheimer's last year. I want to read this. And so I listened to it. I've been doing a lot of audiobooks. And everything this doctor said, it made so much sense. He's like, here's what causes Alzheimer's. And so if you do this, it stops it. And so we got a bunch of people and they were doing all these different things. And what we noticed was it didn't just stop Alzheimer's, it reversed it. I was like, whoa. And so I started Googling this, like, let's learn some more information. And I found a doctor in Scottsdale that does his method. And I was like, I want to go learn a little bit more information. And so I went and met with her. And this past year has been a time of going from doctor to doctor and learning about supplements and all the things, like learning about how the body works and what makes the body healthy. And I feel there's been so much movement. I've been doing all these things and I feel so alive. I feel empowered. And I've actually told, I think I've recommended a few people to go see that doctor as well. You know, that I'm like, this is so good that I know that I will never get Alzheimer's because I know what causes it. And I'm doing, you know, I'm stopping all that. And it's like, if I'm that convicted about my health, like how much more convicted am I about my spiritual health, my eternal health? That what matters most is that. And you feel similarly in some way, I believe, because, you know, we all had the snow pass today not to come to Mass if we wanted it, and here we are. Because certain things are more important. And what God is doing is the most important thing. And we're called to share that with others. And it can be a little scary to share that. Someone even shared with me this week, they're like, Father, I'll be honest, like, I'm nervous. Like, to bring up in a classroom on this campus that you're Catholic brings all sorts of ideas and thoughts about, like, oh, so you're one of those. I was like, what does that mean? You know, like, and it's almost like, but there's something so important. I don't know why I have this analogy in my head, but I was just thinking about, like, you want to bring up, there's things that are more important you want to talk about, you want to do, and the world doesn't like it, which is a little bit like dentists. You know, like, nobody wants to go to the dentist. They get this bad rap, and it's like, no, this is actually something really good for you. I don't know. That analogy made sense in my mind 5 minutes ago, but it didn't right now. But, like, sometimes we have to do, yeah, that there's things that are more important, and people may not like it. But maybe that's exactly what people need to hear, that this good news is worth sharing. And it plants seeds. There's a story, Scott Hahn tells a story years ago of there was a county in the South that had banned alcohol. And there was a meeting, a town meeting, and they got together and they're like, well, we can't have alcohol in this county. And so we're not going to be able to offer the precious blood at Mass. And so you Catholics, you're not going to be able to have wine for your Mass. You're not going to be able to drink your wine at Mass. And this young person, this college student, stood up and he said, I'm sorry, I'm Catholic, but we don't drink wine at Mass. We drink the blood of Christ, that God becomes present. And the room just kind of looked at him, and I think the point was lost on them. But there was a professor in the back, and he saw the courage of this young college student. And he said, like, and it convicted him that if this young person believes so strongly about his faith, that maybe there's something to it. And it caused this major conversion. And this professor came back to his Catholic faith because of the witness of this young person. And we're all called to be that. We don't get to choose the situations that we have to show courage. Peter, he didn't get to choose how his life went. And by the end of his life, he ended up going, him and the other apostles, went to their death. But they did so with joy. They did so with freedom and peace. Because they know the one who has power over death, that I don't need to be afraid of death. And I don't need to be afraid of you mocking me or misunderstanding me. Because my God knows what it is to be misunderstood and mocked. And he stands with me. And then if I get to share in his sufferings, so be it. Because I want to share in his glory. Last night at this baptismal font, we had 6 baptisms and 11 other students received confirmation and First Communion. It's really beautiful. And afterwards, there was a student who shared with me, this sophomore girl, and she's like, Father Matt, I'm so happy. And I was like, yeah? I was like, me too. What makes you happy? And she said, you know, I was just reflecting. I'm so grateful to God because each of the people up here had a sponsor. And she said, of the 17 sponsors, 3 of them are in my Bible study. I was like, huh, let me get this straight. So here's this sophomore girl who's leading a Bible study of women. And those women are going and mentoring other people to help them grow in the faith. That she's so convicted by her love of God, this is so important, that she's willing to give of her time and put herself out there and invite people into a Bible study. But it's not only changing their lives, but now they're going out and they're changing the lives of other people. It's changing this campus. It's changing our community. because this one girl was willing to witness her faith. You and I have a tremendous capacity that we don't even realize. We have a tremendous gift we've been given that we won't even fully recognize until we're in heaven with God. But we come here today because in some way we get it. In some way we want it. Like, Lord, I need your new life. I need your resurrection. Lord, I need the conviction to know that there's certain things worth living for in my life. And that you have a plan to redeem everything. And then I might suffer. I will suffer. I will be misunderstood. But you're bigger than that. And you're worth that. And I give you permission to send me out as one of your witnesses. Because I have witnessed your love. And you have commissioned me. You have sent me out to be an ambassador. So that more people could come to know your love and your eternal life.